A Song for the Horse Nation looks at the history behind the iconic image of a warrior on horseback. Curator Emil Hermeni Horses says Native Americans can thank Europeans for introducing the animal.
40 million years ago, there were horses here, and they died out about 10,000 years ago. The horses that we know today that we always think have been here actually were brought back by Columbus.
That was in 1493. Within 300 years, they had changed every aspect of tribal life, from trade to warfare, and especially to travel.
Before the horses were introduced, the only other domesticated animal that the native people had were the dog. When horses were introduced, they were able to move quicker, and then also other items became much bigger.
As the horse became more important, it began to appear in imagery, sometimes as pure decoration, often in depictions of specific events.
If you had a comrade in battle, you would also honor the horse by depicting those battle scenes. Those scenes are depicted on warrior clothing, teepees, robes, women's dresses to honor the accomplishments of their male relatives.
Among the more than 100 objects on display in the exhibit are masks created for horses to wear in battle.
You want your horse to look as fierce as possible, and then you also will see some masks that were created with buffalo horns or out of buffalo hide, because you want it to embody on that horse the spirit and the strength of the buffalo.
Those masks gave way to ones decorated with porcupine quills or glass beads. They were used, along with beaded saddlebags and other tack, to dress a horse for special events. They are still being made today.
For some tribes, you know, we no longer depend on horses for travel, for hunting, for warfare, but horses are still important to us.
And the enduring impact of the horse is reflected in contemporary art. Susan Loeb, VOA News, Washington.